I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, America. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on the American Awakening here on America's Truth Blaster, Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope everybody is doing well this afternoon, doing fine. Boy, what a great program yesterday Michael had, huh? Man, it was so good to listen to all these different people who have decided enough's enough, and we're taking care of ourselves and we're getting the heck out of here. It was also good to hear people saying, you know, I want to leave, maybe I can leave, maybe I can't leave, but since I'm going to be here, I'm going to fight. I'm going to do something. I'm going to stand up for freedom and liberty. And folks, regardless of the position that you take, and it is your personal decision, and that's fine, we still can all fight from within and from without. And what are we fighting for? We're fighting for freedom. We're fighting for liberty. Because as we discuss this afternoon, we're going to find out what, to some degree, how it's been lost, and what we can do to start bringing freedom and liberty back into American culture, back into our society. It'll take some work, and it's going to take, quite honestly, some mental shifts, and we're going to deal with that. So stick with us. We got some good stuff to talk about this afternoon, and as I said, we are looking at specifically, I told Michael to mention it, and I don't know if he did or not, but we're going to talk about some practical applications, some things that people can do, some principles that people can have to move forward and have liberty and continue liberty and maintain liberty in American society. And what we can do to roll back this oppressive, tyrannical, totalitarian, and growing fascist government. Yeah, I said fascist, the big bad F word. So stick with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes after the break here on the American Awakening and Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Tim Wingate, sitting in for Michael Herzog.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Everybody, playing around with so many buttons here, forgot I put the microphone on mute. Oh boy, a beginner mistake all over again. What will I do? Yeah, that's all right. We all like that music anyway. Good stuff. I've got quite a collection on my own of some really nice freedom-oriented type of music. One of these days, we'll, on the Ed and Elaine Brown show that Fred and I are doing, we're talking about trying to get some other bumper music on as well that we have on that one. And I love bluegrass. Boy, that's a great, bluegrass just tickles my fancy. And fancy starts with F, and F starts fascism, and that's what we're talking about today. Hey, how's that for a link up, everybody? All right. You know, as I mentioned earlier at the show yesterday, people were raising some very good issues about this country. And when do you pull the plug? Now, my personal opinion is that the plug hasn't been pulled yet. And it's getting there, and it definitely will come if we don't do something. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Now, I'm going to let you know right off the top here, this first hour or so, I'm going to talk. You're going to listen. I know that sounds authoritarian, but the fact of the matter is I've got some really good stuff to talk about, and I think you're going to enjoy hearing about it. And the reason is that will give you a basis and probably prompt some questions and prompt some ideas, prompt some comments. And the second hour, we will deal with your calls and your comments, and we're going to go from there. I have up on my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, I have an article up there just recently written by Naomi Campbell. Sorry. I didn't mean to say Naomi Campbell. I meant Naomi Wolf. Sorry, Naomi. Naomi Wolf is a writer, and she's been around for some time and has written just recently on some very, very important issues. And one of the things that she has written is an article about in her book that she just recently wrote on letters to letters to a young patriot. She's written about the 10 steps that we would be going through or that societies go through before they turn into a fascist dictatorship, if you will. The things that have to happen in a country as a country starts to move that terrible direction. And she, in the book, it's called Fascism in 10 Easy Steps. And the interesting thing about this particular book and the article and the story and everything that goes along with it and that has been going on since the beginning of the year is that she found through her research things that those of us who have been historical researchers on these issues, she found the very same things, and that is that there is a pattern and that there is a practice to how a society becomes closed down, becomes an internal society, becomes a police state where the citizens are no longer as free as they used to be. Now, any of you who have listened to me before and have listened on the earlier show, Ed and Elaine show, know I've talked about this concept that's called zeitgeist. It's basically a multiple use and idiomatic word, and it basically means a cultural ghost or a cultural belief. That's the implication that it's giving, that there is this thing that we believe exists that actually exists in the past and not the present. And that is the nature of the concept. You can really only see zeitgeist from the present looking back. And in Naomi Wolf, in her book, The End of America, A Letter of Warning to a Young Patriot, I suggest, and I actually, you have to read this book. It's available on Amazon. It's not expensive, but it's an excellent, excellent story of how societies have become fascist and what we can do about it. Up on, as I said, Freedom Shenanigans, I've got her article that she wrote about Won't Back Down. And in this, she's talking about how throughout the country, people are coming up to her, and she basically says at the very first paragraph, I'm sorry, first sentence, I wish people would stop breaking into tears when they talk to me these days. She's collecting stories of people who have been harassed and intimidated and blackballed and blacklisted and watchlisted throughout our country simply for standing up and speaking out or saying, no, I'm not going to participate in this, in these problems. There's, she talks about Jim Spencer, a columnist for the Denver Post, who's on a watch list. I didn't know this. There was apparently an anti-war women's action group that was refused entry to Canada called Code Pink. She talks about somebody whose luggage has been opened up, and they found a letter from the TSA saying they didn't appreciate their reading material. And she goes on to tell in this article how that now she scrutinizes her own stuff as she's flying around this country, making sure she doesn't have items that could be misinterpreted or books that could be misinterpreted or even articles of clothing that could be misinterpreted by TSA employees. And therefore, she gets on a list. The one thing that really got to me, and that was that apparently, and she brings this together, and I think some of you are aware of this. And if you're not, hold on to your seats, because there's something going on. Seven soldiers, remember those seven soldiers who wrote an op-ed critical of the war and it was published in the New York Times? Two of them are dead now, and one was shot in the head. A female soldier, and I believe she's from the Illinois area, was about to become a whistleblower and told her family that if anything happens to me, investigate, investigate. She was found shot in the head. Of course, we all know about Pat Tillman, who was contemplating coming forward in critiquing the war. He was shot in the head. Donald Vance, a contractor himself, one of his independent contractors over there, who blew the whistle on irregularities involving arms sales in Iraq. He was taken hostage from the U.S. Embassy by U.S. soldiers and kept without recourse to a lawyer in a U.S.-held prison, abused and terrified for weeks, and is now scared to talk much that he's back home. Another whistleblower in Iraq, and this was reported in Vanity Fair, was held in a trailer all night by armed contractors before being ejected from the country. We are finding out that there, and the main thing here is that this Blackwater organization, apparently the State Department is not going to cooperate with the Iraqi or FBI investigators about that Blackwater massacre of 17 Iraqi civilians. And I understand just within the last day or so, two more civilian Iraqi women were killed in cold blood. I think it was on Tuesday. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is that this concept of this independent military, paramilitary organization is part of the whole process that a society goes through as the society is being closed down. One of the things is that there will be a military tribunal system that will be established, which, you know, is kind of like the regular judiciary, but it has a secret prison system, unaccountable, not transparent. People can disappear. People are tortured. This is one of the things that starts to happen. There is just so much that you could pick at and take a look at and say, we see the signs. Everywhere we see signs. What are we going to do about it? Well, folks, here's what needs to be done. First of all, you got to get it into your head. It's not a conservative issue. It's not a patriot issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's not a Republican issue. It
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, welcome back, America. All right. Now, we're going to muddle through this. Having a few little minor technical difficulties here. Nothing serious. So, we're talking about what's going on in this country and about how you close down a society. We already see Blackwater. A comparison can be made to Blackwater very easily to, in Germany, the brown shirts or the SA. They were operating illegally before they were even legal, and of course, eventually, they were removed out of the situation as the National Police Force came into play, and that was known, of course, as the Gestapo. What happens, folks, is that there's a slow shift that occurs. It's incremental. And this is why it's so important that you study history and you understand history, because you can see the patterns. You can see the practice that has occurred in other societies. And you can recognize those patterns and those practices. And as I mentioned, the 10 steps. And I'm not going to go into the whole 10 steps. We could spend a whole show, once again, reiterating all the problems and the issues. But there are a few things that we need to be mindful of as we move into the second half hour here, and we get into some of the issues and the solutions that can possibly be done. What I would like to talk about is, you know, some of some strategies to stop these totalitarians. One of the things is, and I know people have talked about this for years, but it really is the issue. This is about us, Americans, regaining our freedom, standing up and fighting for what's right. The issue is, where do you fight? We always use these terms, fight. You know, fight, I'm going to fight for my freedom. Well, how do you do that? What does it take? Well, I'll tell you, first of all, it takes courage. It takes bravery. It takes the willingness to stand up and be targeted, to be marked. And the reason is because you need to talk to friends and family. I'm not talking about making marches. I'm not talking about standing up on street corners. I'm not talking about getting a radio show, although getting a micro broadcaster and repeating Republic Radio or anything else that you want to do isn't a bad idea. Information, storming the country with information, that's a great idea. But I'm not talking about making yourself a target to the government. I'm talking about making yourself a target for ridicule, for possibly friends saying, oh, here comes that patriot guy again. You know, you need to know when to talk, and you need to know when not to talk. And one of the best tools that we are finding that is really starting to change America, and Naomi Wolf mentions it, that she's surprised that all these people all across the country are coming up to her and talking to her and telling her the story. And people are angry. Throughout this country, people are angry. And I'm going to tell you the two things that have done more to revitalize an interest in freedom and liberty and questioning the government in this country. Two things. Aaron Russo's movie, America from Freedom to Fascism, and two, the Ron Paul candidacy. Now, I'm a skeptic, I tend to be a little cynical. I'll admit that. And I'm a little skeptical at the chances of him actually making it. I'm not saying it won't happen. I hope it happens. I really do. But what the important part of this whole campaign of his is the invigorating of so many young people to the cause of liberty and freedom. And there's a cross-pollination that's occurring in the ideas in people's minds. They watch AFTF and they get exposed to Ron Paul. They get exposed to G. Edward Griffin. They get exposed to Edwin Vieira. By the way, put this on your calendar, Monday the 15th, when I'm sitting right here again, hosting Michael's show while he's traveling, we will have as our guest Edwin Vieira Jr., and he's going to be talking about his book and his plan of citizen homeland security and how to resurrect a lawful constitutional militia of the several states. That's Monday. But in the movie, we have Edwin Vieira. So you have all these people who are being exposed to AFTF. Then they're being exposed to Ron Paul and these other writers. They're listening to what Ron Paul has to say, and they're reading what he has to say, and they're listening to his people. And people are handing out the DVDs. People are going on YouTube. People are going on Google Video. You've got this humongous movement. I mean, he kicked butt as far as the news agencies, as far as the big media was concerned, all the you know, big corporate media pundits. Here's Ron Paul. All of a sudden, he's got $5 million in his war chest. All of a sudden, wow, this guy does have a candidacy. He's getting more interviews. He's getting more exposure. And that means his message is getting more exposure. And that means AFTF is getting more exposure. And that means our ideas about liberty and freedom are getting more exposure, and it's time to jump on the bandwagon with it, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes for the longer segment, and we're going to talk about some other ways we can influence our society and change it for the good and fight for liberty and freedom here on the American Awakening on Republic Broadcast.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the American Awakening. I'm Tim Wingate sitting in for traveling Michael Herzog here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're talking about what we can do to get involved and save this country so that you don't have to expatriate. And if we are successful, some of our expatriates can come back home. That'd be a nice idea, wouldn't it? So, back to this issue. So why am I harping on this? Well, the point I'm trying to get to you is that the little things that you do, if a lot of people do those little things, they start to add up and they grow exponentially. I remember 2 years ago, I believe it'll be almost 3 years ago, coming up on St. Patrick's Day. Here in Illinois, we had a theater in St. Charles, Illinois, a big old theater. And we had managed to put that together to have Aaron Russo actually come out. We watched that movie, America from Freedom to Fascism, and it was just before, he was still in the process where he was doing some screenings, getting audience reactions, and right before he did the final editing job. And I remember sitting in that audience with my wife, one of my children, my brother, family members and friends. in that theater and watching that movie unfold, as the story unfold. And I remember watching the people's reactions around me as they saw the truth being played out in front of their eyes. And in many cases, I saw people crying, realizing for the first time how we've been duped and deceived, how we've been tricked. And don't feel so bad about that, because you know why? 20, 25 years ago, the American public was the same way. In fact, Patrick Henry got up, and in his famous speech, "Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death," he said this: "It is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We're apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts." Of course, that's a reference to the Odyssey, you know, the story of Ulysses or Odysseus. It's natural for us to do that. We want to hang on to the illusions of the past, and we want to hang on to the illusions of hope. And there's nothing wrong with recognizing that we are in a terrible, terrible time. And we have to do something. It is important we do something. And before we went to the break, I had mentioned that it is not partisan. It is not Democrat versus Republican. It is not liberal versus conservative. This fight for freedom is not about politics. It's about human liberty. It's about human freedom. And there is a common enemy, and not the kind of common enemy that totalitarians like to pick on. Totalitarians, in the history, we can look back, they always singled out a group of people. Group of people doing this or a group of people doing that. Usually it was along racial or tribal lines. This time there is a group of people that are actually doing something, but they're people of all races, all creeds, all different groups. We have seen this kind of people arise throughout the centuries in all different cultures, in different times. So what are these people? These people are the ones who have an authoritarian mindset. These are people who gravitate toward totalitarian behavior. These are people who like to be the bosses and tell everybody else how to do things. There's a certain, I don't know if it's genetic, I don't know where it comes from. But I do know this, is that a wonderful professor up at the University of Manitoba by the name of Robert Altmaier has a free book for you to download. And if you want to get a paperback version of it, he's got the way to get to it. I think Lulu Books publishes it. And all you have to do is Google the authoritarians. That's all you have to do. It's very simple to do. If you need to get a dictionary to spell authoritarian, go ahead. It's just that simple. Google the word or the in fact, I believe it's the authoritarians.org. I'll give that to you exactly, you know. It is that simple to get to. And you can just download it yourself. In the process of learning that and reading that, you're going to recognize the authoritarian mindset, the authoritarian behavior pattern. And that is what we're fighting against. And this is what makes it so insidious, is that these people that have this mindset look like us, talk like us, dress like us, eat like us, dance like us. It's almost like the invasion of the body snatchers. You know, they're kind of like pod people. Those are the ones. Now, we've been able, freedom-loving people have been able to keep that mindset, that group of people in check periodically throughout history. But, gee, all you got to do is look at, as we see the ebb and flow of history, these people have come to the forefront. And they don't get there by themselves. You have to remember that. There are willing participants in what they do. There are willing participants that help them along in what's going on. So back to the concept of what do we do to change this? Well, our strategy is that we need to have thousands, millions of other citizens that are persuaded by the argument for liberty and freedom to speak to each other, to mobilize. We need to do it quick. We need to do it in a hurry. We need to confront these abuses against our liberties and our freedoms. We need you, Joe Sixpack, Jane Sixpack. We need you, Mr. Business Owner. We need you, the student, the housewife, the husband, the son, the daughter, the mother, etc. We need all of us working together as journalists, as advocates, as leaders, and revolutionaries to mobilize each other. And it continues to grow exponentially. And I'm telling you, this is the time to jump on the bandwagon. This is the time to get involved and start handing out material. A DVD is very simple to hand out. It's very simple to invite people over. Hey, we want you to watch a video with us. Come on over. We'll provide snacks. Make it a potluck dinner. Pastors that are listening to this, you need to show this in your church and get your people talking about it. Now, I'll tell you why, pastors, that this especially falls on your shoulders, because you are the ones who have accepted the responsibility to be a shepherd, to lead and feed and protect and serve people. They look to you for spiritual guidance. They look to you for moral guidance. They look to you for scriptural guidance. Just like 240 years ago in this country, the clergymen stepped up to the plate and they said, well, of course, baseball wasn't invented then. You know, I'm just using an alliteration here. Come on. They stepped up to the pulpit. How's that? They stepped up to the pulpit and they took responsibility and they said that the king must obey God's law. And when the king no longer obeys God's law, we no longer have a responsibility to obey the king. And ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you the exact same thing applies to America right now, today. If the government will not obey, at the very least, God's law, let alone its own laws that we the people have established through our representatives, then we no longer have an obligation morally or philosophically to obey that government. How many instances of tyranny need to be paraded before your eyes or through your ears before you get it? Now, fortunately, I know people listening to this wonderful station, RBN, get it. You wouldn't be listening if you weren't. Do you know, why don't you invite somebody else to listen as well? Call your friends. Call your relatives. Pick out one of the wonderful favorite programs and get them to listen. Download an archive of a show that you happen to like. Put it on a CD. or send it as an MP3 file to them and say, hey, take out a half hour and listen, or an hour and listen to this program. Tell me what you think. How hard is that? Come on. You can download the stuff and put it on a flash drive. Flash drives are cheap now. You can grab a little flash drive. You can almost give away flash drives. Pick them up cheap, load them up with some programs, and hand it to somebody and say, here, plug this in and listen to it in MP3 format. We've got great technology for spreading the truth, just like our technology is being used and abused to spread government propaganda. We have to turn the tables on them. And one of the low-tech ways, and I think, personally, I think John Stadtmiller's got a great idea. Look, all you got to do is write the station here and give them your address and get a bumper sticker. Put a bumper sticker on your car. It's that simple. It's not hard. In fact, I'll give you the address, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 for the federal commune number. Get a bumper sticker, put it on, get a bunch of bumper stickers, spread them around. People look at them, and they go, huh, what's that? Oh, I'll check it out. This is how we do this. It's like a virus. It's also in computerese, and other people have called this concept, it's called a meme. It's an idea that you spread. It's like, oh, okay, I got to admit something, and I really don't want to, but yeah, I got to a little bit. You know, I'm not really a full-fledged, full-bore, you know, pointy ear, you know, furrowed brow, pointy eyebrowed wearing Trekkie fan, okay? I'm not that far. I don't even speak very good Klingon except for Kapwa, whatever that means. Okay, but I liked Star Trek. And The Next Generation had a wonderful theme through most of it. And that was, you know, the concept of the Borg, the collective. Now, we can get into, those of us who get into all this political philosophy and, you know, structure and all this other stuff. Yeah, you got the Federation, which is kind of like a United Nations of Earth, but yet they have freedom and blah, blah, blah. You know, we can argue about the political structure of that and that whole thing. That's not the point. You know, you lose the essence of when it's like comedy. You know, if you dissect it, it's not funny anymore. The point of the story is that you've got people who ostensibly, in the concept of that federation, had freedom. And they had self-determination. They had the ability to achieve and be just about anything they wanted to be. And their greatest enemy was the Borg. The Borg and the collective. The Borg who were like bees and hive creatures. And they were totally dependent on each other and the mother Borg and, you know, the whole concept, you know. You know, you will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. That whole concept. And the Borg started to fall apart simply because, in the storyline, one of the Borg was captured and given freedom and allowed, and he was young. They were able to put, as they said in the story, a virus in him. The concept of individuality as a virus. And he took it back and he told someone else and then they told somebody else and it spread exponentially throughout the Borg collective. It's the same concept we have in our society. Freedom and liberty is a good virus. It's actually more like an immunity to tyranny. And that's what we need to spread. We have to get involved and get active. Because the time is coming, and it's coming very quickly, when, as some people call it, the window of opportunity, or the tipping point, as some people call it, will be hitting us. And we don't want them, the other side, the collectivists, the police statists, the fascists, we don't want them to get to the tipping point before we do. We need to be at the tipping point so that there's masses of us, millions of us, who can stand up and say no and can apply all the peaceful pressure that we can apply on our representatives and on those who are we have elected to represent us in our government to change this thing around. I don't think we need to start contemplating the worst-case scenario yet as far as, let me back up and say it this way. I think we need to contemplate it, and I think we need to prepare for it, but I think we should plan for freedom by actually getting out there and doing something toward freedom. We'll be back in about 3 minutes for the last segment of the first half of the program today. And in the next hour, after our next segment, we'll take your phone calls and comments. Here on Republic Broadcasting Network, sitting in for Michael Herzog.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perky Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perky Light, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perky Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perky Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, America, back with you. Tim Wingate here on Michael Herzog's The American Awakening. You know, we're talking about what we can do and being involved, and I know it sounds kind of pie in the sky. You know, I tend to be skeptical. I tend to be cynical about some of these things. But the point is that when you look at history and you realize that we have some of the, we have exactly all the same signs of the preparation toward moving toward a closed society, a fascist society, a police state. And these things happen, you know, incrementally. That doesn't happen over at once. In fact, if you go back to Berlin in 1931, it wouldn't have looked very unrecognizable to us. There was a parliament that was meeting there. There was a constitution. They had abortion rights organizations. They had human rights lawyers and activists. There were gay rights organizations. There was modern art. People were doing what we're doing. People were going to movies. They kept living. You can even read some of their diaries and their memoirs and their personal accounts of those times in the early 1930s. People were doing what we're doing. They were living their lives. They were shopping. Even as that catastrophe was tightening and tightening, that noose was tightening around them. At the time, I've read stories and books. One in particular was described by Count Kessler, Victor Klemperer was his name, in the Memoirs of Germany from 1931 to 33. And it was a very similar scene of how an inordinate amount of force was used to grab somebody off of the street and in political or in group rallies, much like the kid being tasered in the University of Florida. And people were looking at that and going, oh, that's bad. It can't get any worse. But it did. And what we recognize are the early years, these little subtle shifts toward a fascist state that nobody stands up and says because you're afraid of being singled out. And what happens is it doesn't happen all at once, but at a certain point, there is a tipping point. It's not in a clear line, but you can chart the tipping points. You can see the pressure and the pressure points, the multiple assaults, as we've had people write articles about the pandemic of police brutality in this country. The important thing to understand is that societies, free societies, can reach a point of no return if people don't do anything about it. And as I mentioned, Ed Vieira has mentioned that we're all rushing toward that same window of opportunity. And that's when suddenly it happens. Boom. And it becomes disorienting. There's a point where a democratic republic can no longer heal a democratic republic. People have to understand that. So we have to get busy. We have to get involved. We'll talk a little bit more about this next hour. We'll be taking your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break. Stick with us. I'm going to be here. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll be back. A price, and I'll keep paying.